But he had to go through Samaria. So he came to the Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water.
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans."
"If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?"
"Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
"Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
"Go, call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband."
"You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
"Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem."
"Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
"I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us."
"I am he, the one who is speaking to you."
It's kind of boring, you two. I'm just saying. Would you agree? No?
It's nice, but I know it'll be better.
This is what happens when somebody has too much information. So, when Bible nerds as myself go to seminary, you learn how it is we figure out what it is Scripture is really trying to say. And there are a bunch of these things called a variety of criticisms. So, for example, we've been doing this whole thing on shame this Lent. And quite frankly, the next part of this talks about this woman's five husbands. And we've all heard that she's had five husbands. And every preacher I've ever heard has said, shame on her. A certain type of criticism called historical criticism would demand that we recognize that, of course, she has five husbands, because Jewish law would have said, and Samaritan law would have said, that if her husband died, one of his brothers got to marry her. So historical criticism helps us really understand that. Rhetorical criticism is usually, how do I say what I need to say to get you to believe what I'm trying to say? Right? And we see a lot of that in John. The Gospel of John has a lot of I am statements. And those I am statements are a rhetorical device to get you to understand how important Jesus was. Literary criticism. How do I tell you a story in such a way that gets my point across? The three Gospels have numerous parables. John has no parable at all. But if you read John as a parable, you realize that that is another way that these stories are told from a literary perspective. What we don't have, because as far as I know, most Bibles don't come with a CD, is we don't have auditory criticism. We don't really know what this is supposed to sound like, do we? So when we hear this, it usually sounds like this really bland, I have to say, really bland and flat presentation of Scripture. So I'm going to ask you to do it again, because as Carol said, I think it can be done better.
Give me a drink.
How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and flocks drank from it?
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water I will give them will never be thirsty. The water I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life.
Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water.
Go. Call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You're right in saying you have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one that you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true.
Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem.
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. The Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
That Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us.
I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Give me a drink.
How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and flocks drank from it?
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing to eternal life.
Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water.
Go, call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You're right. You're right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you're saying is true.
Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem.
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. Mm-hmm. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us.
I am he, the one who is speaking to you.
Give me a drink.
How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that's saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I give in them will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life.
Sir! Give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water.
Go. Call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You're right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands. And the one you have now is not your husband. What you've said is true.
Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem.
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us.
I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Give me a drink.
How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you had asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those that drink of the water that I give will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life.
Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water.
Now go call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You're right in saying I have no husband. You've had five husbands. The one you have now is not your husband. What you've said is true.
Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where they must worship is in Jerusalem.
Woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither here nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, because salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him worship in spirit and truth.
I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us.
I am he, the one who's speaking to you. That's it.
Who don't know, this is Chad and Lisa Siebert, members here. And if I end up going to another church, since they helped me with this at Manitou, I'll be dragging them with me at that point too. I'm just teasing. What they just gave you was how we don't hear scripture.